Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the WWJ All Local. I'm Roberta Giacena with this morning's top local stories. The preliminary hearing for a man charged in the murder of Danielle Stislicki. The hearing begins today. Floyd Galloway was a security guard where Stislicki and her mother worked at MetLife in Southfield. Stislicki was 29 when she disappeared in 2016. Galloway, the last person seen with her. The court hearing starts today in Farmington Hills. Here's WWJ's Charlie Langton with more.
Well, it's very unusual because although there have been other cases where murder charges have been filed against a defendant where the body has not been found, it does present a little unique situation for prosecutors in that they've got to prove at some point now that Danielle Stislicki is actually dead and it was Floyd Galloway that somehow killed her. Now, we've covered many stories where there have been many investigations into Floyd Galloway's Berkeley home. The cops have taken a lot of evidence. I suspect that this preliminary exam, where again the burden is not beyond a reasonable doubt, it's just, is there enough evidence to suggest that Galloway did commit the murder and the fact that murder should be the proper charge in this case? But I would suspect we're getting a lot of police testimony, a lot of forensic testimony, and they've got to show that she's dead.
Detroit Lions fans are fuming this morning. The Lions collapsing in the fourth quarter.
How can they blow a lead that large and end up in a tie? Wow.
Here's WWJ's Tony Ortiz.
Yeah, Roberta, the Lions were cruising to a relatively easy week one win before they got torched by Arizona, who scored 18 straight unanswered points in the fourth quarter. That would lead to overtime, where both teams would connect on field goals, and that ultimately led to a tie. After the game, head coach Matt Patricia admitted that while it's officially a tie in the books, this one still feels like a loss.
I think our guys played hard. They played tough. We understand that it's a, mental game here. We got to be able to fulfill the entirety of it. I think they went out. We tried to execute. We tried to win, but just wasn't good enough. Too many mistakes to overcome there, especially at the end. We can't have the turnovers. Can't have penalties. And for us, we got to close out better. And it's got to start with me. We got to coach better from that aspect in order to finish.
Next up for the Lions, they'll take on the Los Angeles Chargers in the home opener Sunday at Ford Field.
Suicide rates are on the rise in the U.S., and Suicide Prevention Week begins with three questions that could save a life. Here's WWJ health reporter Dr. Deanna Lights.
If you think someone may be suicidal, there are three questions to ask, says family therapist Carrie Krawick with Birmingham Maple Clinic in Troy.
Are you thinking about hurting or harming yourself? Do you think about suicide? If the answer to that question is yes, the next question would be, how or have you considered a plan? If the answer to that question is yes and there's a plan stated, the next question should be, do you have the access to that plan?
If that answer is yes, get help right away. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number is 1-800-273-TALK. From the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
Waiting to fix the roads in Michigan is costing us. The Detroit News says Michigan generated a record $2.7 billion in road repair funding from fuel taxes and vehicle registration fees last year. But we're not getting the biggest bang for our bucks because the rising cost of road building materials has doubled over the last 20 years. Experts say material and labor costs are outpacing inflation. A lot of us make a to-do list so that we have some idea of what we want to get done. But WWJ's Murray Feldman says there's a little trick it can play on yourself to help you succeed in completing all those little jobs you have lined up for yourself.
A lesson in getting things done. Have you ever written down a to-do list? Surveys compiled by the Harvard Business Review indicate more than 60% of executives have a to-do list. It helps them stay focused and get things done, but it doesn't always work. Only 43% of the items on the list are ever accomplished. One reason? Executives are distracted because the Harvard Business Review says the typical executive has 150 tasks to juggle at any given time of the day. So what's your best move, and perhaps theirs too? If you're trying to meet your goals, but you have a hard time getting there, whether it's at work or personal life, make a list of everything that you want to accomplish for a week or maybe a month. But then, economists at Yale University have determined that if you put money on the line, you're more likely to reach those goals. They say charge yourself for every goal you fail to meet in your specific time frame. They claim your chances of success will increase by as much as 70%.
For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th, tune in WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Roberta Jacena.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.